right, because it is 5:30 here at Sunny 101.5, and time for the Jack and Tracy Show.
Morning.
Well, you obviously didn't win Powerball last night.
No. No. Oh, darn it.
Would you be, seriously, would you be here anyway? If you did hit that, would you be here? You don't have to.
I kind of feel like I would, at least, you know, for the first day or two.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to look like, I don't know.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
But,
plus, you'd
know.
Miss me anyway, so.
You're right. That's it.
That's definitely it. Okay. We have clouds. 60% chance of rain and snow. Still that word snow in the forecast. But little to no snowfall accumulation expected. High's going to be 42. It's 35 now. And are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
There we go. Tell me something good, brought to us by the Elkhart Community School Corporation. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, what do your kids want to be when they grow up? For a lot of students over at Elkhart High School, the answer is business owner. They have a program at the school that teaches the students about everything that goes into that to hopefully inspire business leaders of tomorrow. Matthew Werbianski, one of the principals over at Elkhart High School, joins me this morning. Matt, we're so excited to have you. Good morning.
And good morning to you. It's definitely my pleasure to be with you this morning.
Tell us about this program, the Entrepreneur Summit, because, you know, I think there's a lot to be admired about everything that goes into it.
Well, I've got to give credit where credit is due. The Entrepreneurship Summit is the brainchild of one of our newer business teachers, Mr. Tom Dosman. He's coming to us from business and industry after many, many years of owning and operating and consulting in the business field. And this was his brainchild, and he thought that it would be a fantastic opportunity for students to see people from the community, both local and not so local, come in and have a conversation with our kids about the business that they started, many of them from scratch, and to tell a little bit about their story of how they were took an idea and turned it into a successful business.
It definitely gets their wheels turning, I'm sure. Can you tell us a little bit more about that school of study structure for anybody who's listening who's not familiar with it?
Well, when the high schools in Elkhart merged, Elkhart Central and Elkhart Memorial, and became Elkhart High School, we wanted to restructure. The idea was to restructure the educational experience for students in such a way that it was more tailored to meet the career needs of each individual student. That's why the different schools of study were developed. We have, of course, the school that I'm principal of, their Business and International Relations. We also have a school of Engineering, Technology, and Innovation, Health and Public Safety, Human Services, Arts and Communication, and in one of those schools of study, we thought that a kid might be able to find their niche and then be more intrinsically motivated to be successful in high school because they're being taught in a way that kind of leads them to their career goals.
Right. They're studying something they're actually interested in as well. So who were some of the entrepreneurs you guys were able to host at this recent summit?
Well, we like to get a little bit of a hometown flavor. So we had a couple of folks that were actually products of Elkhart Community Schools, a gentleman by the name of Daryl Gray, who was a graduate of Elkhart Memorial back in the day. And he owns his own business, being a DJ and doing video and audio production. Evelyn Johnson, who owns a local Sweet Dream Bakery, who is a local entrepreneur and started her own business. We also have a Kay Farlow, who started her business with financial consulting and trying to teach young people the value of money and how to manage money. We even had a gentleman by the name of Jason Godoy, who started his own roofing business. And the thing about all of these presenters is not only did they give their story on how they started their business basically from scratch and turned it into something profitable and able to contribute to the community, but they also gave some life lessons on dealing with adversity and dealing with failure and how you can't give up when those first couple of odd ideas and opportunities, you know, fall flat on their face. You have to rethink your idea and repurpose some of what you're doing and keep moving forward until you make it a success. And that was another byproduct of what they were telling us that was really impactful on the kids.
Amazing lifelong lessons that you need there. Have you seen this summit impact your students?
We've actually had a student from last year who started his own power washing business and is becoming successful in the community. So it has spurred some kids to really take the initiative to get something going right away. But I think almost as important, if not more important, is that it plants a seed in kids' minds that they can take an idea that they have, whether it's, you know, a variation of an existing business or something completely new, and turn it into something that can be a profitable lifelong career for themselves.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for your passion for what you do and just having such an impact on our students. We really appreciate it.
Well, and I do appreciate this opportunity. You know, this is one of the things, if you look at what Elkhart Community Schools is trying to do, and if you've ever read the Elkhart Promise, which was kind of the mantra for what we want to do with Elkhart Community Schools, part of that Elkhart Promise is that we create opportunities where students can graduate college, career, and life ready. And this is one of these opportunities in our School of Study structure where we can provide this type of program to help our students graduate life ready. And that's what we strive for.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
.654, and here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, earlier this week, Michael J. Fox sat down with E.T.'s Rachel Smith to talk about how he's doing, his Parkinson's work and fundraising, and just the love and support he's received. He did the interview ahead of a musical charity gala benefiting his Michael J. Fox Foundation. Mm-hmm. That was Tuesday in Nashville. And he said he is still really surprised by the huge outpouring of love and support that he has always met with, and definitely that he was met with when he received a standing ovation at the 2024 BAFTA Awards. That was in February.
Yeah.
He says he just feels like people appreciate his optimism and his tireless efforts to combat Parkinson's. During that BAFTA ceremony in February, he was escorted to the stage in a wheelchair. He received a standing ovation from the audience when he actually was able to get up and present the award standing at the podium. So,
wow.
But Fox even attended this latest ceremony with his wife of 35 years, Tracy Pollan, who is always by his side. So, yeah, she was also at Tuesday's fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jonathan Majors' attempt to have his conviction dismissed were unsuccessful. The Creed III actor is now facing sentencing after being found guilty of harassment and assault against his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari. He's going to be sentenced on Monday and could potentially face probation or up to a year in jail. A Major's lawyer shared that the actor is disappointed but respects the judicial process. Well, apparently the public was not in a rush to see Jennifer Lopez perform live. Lopez has canceled 7 shows on her tour and is now rebranding it. A Variety magazine says she has rebranded it from the This Is Me Now tour to This Is Me Live, The Greatest Hits tour. A Variety is suggesting that the rebrand is going to help connect with longtime fans and some people who want to hear J-Lo's hits, but not the new material.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lopez will hit the road this summer. Well, Serena Williams is branching out. She has launched her own makeup brand. It's called Win Beauty. It's 10 products made for an active lifestyle, and she told People magazine she that Act of Beauty title doesn't mean that you have to be running a marathon or playing in the finals of the U.S. Open to wear it. That everybody's life is active, no doubt about that. The products are available at ultaandwinbeauty.com.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, ready to guess some birthdays?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Robert Downey Jr. celebrating a birthday today.
Okay, well, I know who that is, obviously. Yeah. I'd say he's in the neighborhood of, 50. I don't know if he's 60 yet. No, I think he might be. This might be the biggie. I think he's 60.
59.
He's 59.
So close.
All right.
So close. All right. David Blaine.
Okay. That's two in a row, I know. How mm-hmm. about that?
I try to give you people you know.
I appreciate that. I really do. Not that I'm any better at it, but David Blaine is 55.
51.
51, okay.
And Jamie Lynn Spears.
How about that? I know all three.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie,
it's the little things that excite him.
Yes, and Jamie Lynn Spears is still pretty early. Yeah, she's still pretty young, but she's not in her 20s anymore. She's not a little girl anymore. She's getting up there, getting in her 30s now. Whoa, boy. I'll just say 35. I don't know.
33.
Okay.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right.
First.
Let's see what we got today. Yes?
Will you go first?
Oh, sure. You know, I'm planning another trip, too. I'd like to go to Vegas, you know. And
oh, yeah, you do.
I have friends out there, and I have a good time, and you know, I just found this out, looking for airline tickets, the best way to do it, I mean, to get the best price, and I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why this is a thing, but it that's what they're saying. Book an airline ticket 54 days before you take off to get the lowest prices.
Ooh, I never, that's a good one.
Did you know? I never knew that.
I had no idea.
54 days. Where'd you come up with that?
Exactly. It's pretty exact science, isn't it?
It is. So if you want to save money, book your airline ticket 54 days before takeoff.
Awesome. All right. You know, a pretty amazing life hack that helped? You know, you get gum. Your child gets gum in their hair.
Yeah, or, that's fun time.
Or your dog finds gum
in
the garbage can.
Right.
Not speaking from personal experience or anything.
No, your dogs would never do that.
And it gets stuck in their hair. Oh, that's fun. So what do? You know, especially if you don't want to just cut it out.
Right.
You use peanut butter.
What?
You spread a little bit of peanut butter in it, and there's something about what peanut butter is made of that helps that gum soften up and come right out.
I never knew that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Man, I guess I have to save a little bit of peanut butter then before eating it all.
Yeah.
Well, it does sound good though, peanut butter and jelly.
Oh, see what? I just mentioned food.
Is that a good, man, I'll tell you what, that's a good one. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I was asking Jack about 10 minutes ago. I was like, you're the kind of person that really, really struggles with fasting when you have to get a medical test that requires fasting. Am I right?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
I can't even imagine it.
I do it, though.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
Well, you have to, but I bet you have a horrible time.
You wouldn't believe when I know that I have to fast how much I eat before.
Before. You eat 3 days worth of food to fast for like 12 hours, right?
Yeah, I do that.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I do.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Sunny 101.5, 7:53, in time for another edition of Go Figure. Yeah, you don't see this story every day. A territorial turkey that has been causing chaos in the carpool line at a North Carolina elementary school was caught on camera being chased off the principal.
Oh my gosh.
Parents at Alston Ridge Elementary School in Cary said the wild turkey, dubbed Mr. Tom by locals, has been planting himself in the carpool line for the past several days, refusing to move and pick cars or people who dare to approach him.
Oh my gosh.
I'd just skip school if that. I can't. Cary Animal Services posted a photo to Facebook showing principal chasing the turkey away from the parking lot with an umbrella. Is that a turkey? I'll get my umbrella. All right. Well, the post explained that an animal services officer had initially been successful in chasing Mr. Tom away from the school, but the brave bird eventually lost his fear of her and planted himself right next to her patrol vehicle, right next to it. Animal services said that when the principal stepped in with the umbrella, a method that did the trick for now, anyway. The post explained Mr. Tom is in a hormonal state that makes him extra unreasonable. See, it's breeding season, and the male birds get a little rowdy and a little territorial.
All right.
They make turkeys compete for, male turkeys compete for dominance with the other turkeys, and may also try to prove their toughness to people. But you go at them with an opened-up umbrella like the principal's doing. That turkey is gone. That turkey is out of here. So always have your umbrella with you, okay? There you go.
There you go.
And go figure.